This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our study today, let's finish developing an outline for Mark 10. Under the title, The Key to a God-Blessed Life, we amplified the first two points, in your family and in your personal life. Now let's amplify the third point, in your community of believers. One element that leads to God's blessing upon your life in your faith community is not to seek privilege or position over others. Two of the disciples, James and John, wanted to have privileged positions at the time of Christ's glorification. Let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in your glory. When asked if they were willing to pay the price for such positions, they answered, yes. Jesus pointed out that they would indeed pay the price, but the positions that they requested are determined by God. They can't be bought or wrung from His hand. If you want God's blessing upon your life, be willing to serve others. Jesus set the pattern. Even the Son of Man, Jesus said, did not come to be served, but to serve and to give His life as a ransom for many. Verse 45. There is a flip side to this. No matter how poor and powerless your life and position might be, you are important to God. Even blind Bartimaeus, though ridiculed by others, was accepted by Jesus, who granted his request to receive sight. God's blessing comes upon those in the faith community who don't think more highly of themselves than they should or look upon themselves as indispensable, but who honor others. It also comes upon those who in their weakness plead for God's mercy. The final step in our study of Mark 10 is to develop personal applications based on the truth discovered. We'll do that in our next visit.